Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Sian Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. And our special guest is Barry Castagnola, who joins us remotely.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week... Hush, puppy. Noisy dog honks car horn. feed the birds, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Plus £150 fine reduced to £120 if you pay within 10 days. Woman is honked off when she's fined £120 for feeding vegan sausage rolls to pigeons in Manchester's Piccadilly Gardens. Lloyd Langford's horn is well and truly honked when we wake him up again, this time at 3:21 a.m, just to see if he's tried the aforementioned vegan sausage rolls. Spoiler alert, he hasn't.
Poor Lloyd.
Poor Lloyd. And Barry's mum and Ian honk the horn of their Mini Moke Jeep and head to Brighton for another honking instalment of Apes of Froth. And those are the headlines. Right then, episode 11. Let's have a look before we get into the meat of the show. What's happening on the social media?
Well, I threw out, for froth's sakes, asking people if they'd had anything that's annoyed them this week.
Right, this is one of our regular features, even though we've done nothing on it in the last 10 weeks.
But
it's a regular feature, for froth's sake.
For froth's
sake. What has annoyed you, or irritated you, got on your nerves? Is that right? For froth's sake?
Yep, we've got some really good ones.
Have we?
Yeah. Okay, we've got one from @RainerAndRavioli. When you pay to go on holiday to a hot country and it rains.
Oh my God.
That is annoying.
Yeah, can I just say, didn't we have a very similar tweet a few weeks ago that was
almost
based
certainly.
That was someone saying, I went camping in the Lake District, so it rained every day, yet in Wales, where I'm from, it was sunny. And that was their tweet.
Yeah.
Yes.
That one was more interesting because there was an extra layer to it. Jesus Christ.
The worst part is that sounds like it might be hypothetical.
Yeah,
it is hypothetical.
I don't even think it really happened.
At least the one the other day, the person had gone, I went to the Lake District, it's bloody horrible weather. I'd left Wales, which is normally horrible, and it's bloody lovely back there. That's real. I can understand. Compared to this...
It was rooted in reality.
That was rooted in reality. She hasn't even happened.
Do you want another one?
Well, it depends. Is it of a similar quality?
Yeah.
And I use quality in the inkiest of inverted commas.
@RubinaBlue.
Right.
People who spell loose, with two O's instead of one.
What?
Whoa. People who spell lose.
Right.
Lose.
Right.
That's my fault.
I was going to say, who doesn't spell loose?
People who spell lose.
You mean
loose.
People who spell lose?
Yeah.
loose.
As in lose, as in you've lost something, not yes, lose, as in toilets.
I hope you hope I don't lose my keys. L-O-O-S-E. Yeah. Loose, as in
not loose. Yeah.
I mean, I've got more of a problem with people who get their wrong.
Yeah, yeah, but sometimes it's been so hot this week that every single one of those, you're there, I've been doing it all incorrectly.
Well, because of the heat.
Yeah. I just can't focus.
Listen, what? On that one, this is the one that everybody spells wrong, including me.
What?
Everyone in the world. Right, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Oh, no.
Fingers on buzzers.
Okay.
Barry, producing today. Oh, no, you're not producing today. You're in the show. What am I talking about?
Same thing.
Whatever. He's allowed to talk.
Barry is our special guest and producing the show today.
Multitasking.
Fingers on the buzzers. Sean, finger on the buzzer. Oh, look at you. Oh, Sean's put a little finger out, look. That's nice. Where are you going to push, Sean, in midair there?
Just my leg.
You know, you could, but then you're going to go buzz. You could just go,
I knew that.
You could just go buzz anyway. You don't have to actually press anything.
Yeah. As I said, it's the heat.
It's the heat. Your brain's gone all addled.
Mush.
Your brain is puffed up. Here is your sentence.
Okay. Sentence?
I'm going to give you a sentence, then I'm going to pick a word out of it, and then I'm going to ask you to spell it.
Okay.
And it's the first. You've got to be fast.
I don't like it.
Fast.
Right.
Hang on.
First thing that comes in.
Am I the only person here that English is a second language?
Oh, look at that. Getting her excuses in. Listen to Barry's accent. At least it is. At least it's one of your languages, Sean. Barry's first language is early 19th century Cockney.
Market Cockney.
It's Victorian child, Barry's first language. Victorian performance child. First language. Your first language is Welsh. Okay. Right.
Okay, come on.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Gav.
The man led his dog through the gate. Spell led. Fingers on the message. Barry.
L-E-D.
Yes, L-E-D.
Well done.
Otherwise it's lead.
It is. Everybody makes that mistake, apart from you two, apparently. I think I gave you... I shouldn't have said... I think the dog gave you the clue, because then you went dog, lead, that'll be L-E-A-D. He's just said lead, that's different. Yeah, that's probably what happened there.
I know, I just spelt it correctly straight off.
Me too.
But then, everyone spells it L-E-A-D, including me.
What does a English little Cockney barrow boy like me know?
Anyway, lose and loose. Yeah, right, yeah, okay. That really winds them up, right? Couldn't give a shit. Next.
At Tigger1675 says, keeping it frothy... The fact that tiger bread is delicious on the day you buy it, but like a house brick the day after.
Well, eat it the fucking day you buy it then. Next.
Right. Okay.
I've never heard of tiger bread.
At one moaning git.
At one moaning git.
Here we go. This should be good.
don't get him started.
He's good at this. Having to clean the neighbour's cat crap off my lawn annoys me. I don't have a pet because I don't want to clean up the crap, but I'm doing it anyway because of those furry little shitting machines.
Well, I like that. I had high hopes and I wasn't disappointed.
That it's the fox shit. I'm just getting on my nerves at the moment.
Yeah, you had to hose it down.
And our fox, the foxes round here. Do you know what they're doing now? They've started shitting on our garden furniture, like exclusively. Yeah. So they won't do it on the floor. They'll only get up onto the chairs or table sometimes, and they'll just have a shit on the chair or the table. That's exclusively. Terrible. They won't even do it on the floor anymore. I'm fitting this week. I'm putting wildlife cameras in there this week.
So we can watch.
We can see what's going on.
Yeah, so what's the plan after that?
Yeah.
What's the plan? There's no plan. It's just voyeurism.
Yeah, I just want to see it coming out of their bottoms.
I've got one here from Joe_S1940. Oh my God, Barry looks totally different to what I imagined him to.
And that's annoyed you.
But they don't say how they imagine.
He's not the only. I had about three or four people say that, and I did ask one. I said, I'm not sure if that's an insult or a compliment, and they didn't answer. So I'm thinking insult.
Yeah,
but
I
what
saw
did
that
they imagine?
Well, after we put up one of the pictures, one of the Zoom pictures of the podcast, a still photograph of it, and there were lots of comments of people going, "My God, Barry looks totally different."
Well, it's because he's not wearing a little.
I know,
he's not wearing a little chimney sweep outfit.
People were expecting a little eight-year-old with little coal stains, little coal cheeks. What do you call it? Like
sooty
little
cheeks,
coal dust on your cheeks. All
right,
chimney, 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 chimney.
That's exactly what people
like them apples.
Could if any of the people who said I look nothing like they imagined, could you if any of you listening, could you please do a drawing of how you imagined me and post it to the front? I'd love to know what they were expecting.
This would be a great art project.
Why don't they just tell you?
Yeah, it's better in drawing.
Yeah, it's more interesting, wasn't it? I was just trying to engage, mate. I was trying to engage with social media.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. You know what the young people are all about. Right.
I got another one. This is a good one.
Snapchat me.
Keep them going until we get a good one.
At JS Ambler.
Right.
People not closing the door behind them. If I wanted it open, I'd have left it open in the first place.
Wow.
It is annoying.
Oh, my God.
What? We're lucky that none of our listeners have real problems.
It's an awful window into our listeners, this. You know, our listeners are all complaining that Barry doesn't look like what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Barry doesn't look at all like what he sounds like. I'm very annoyed. Our listeners aren't what I was hoping for. Honestly.
What were you hoping for?
Oh, come on. What was that again? She's annoyed because... Is it she
or... People not closing the door behind them.
I know, but it... listen.
You're so bad at that.
What?
Closing the door.
What do you mean I'm so bad at closing
the door? In the lounge in the evening, if you're watching TV, you never close the door. So annoying.
You've written it... I see what this is about. You've written into your own podcast.
If somebody hasn't closed the door, I can't relax.
Yeah, well, I think I wasn't buying JS Amber as a name, anyway.
JS Amber.
Ambler.
JS Ambler. Oh, sorry, we got your name wrong. You've clearly written into your own podcast of a pop at me about leaving the fucking door open. Are there any good ones there?
There's one from Riso and Jones, 8.
Riso and Jones, 8 years old. Do you know what?
I don't think he is 8.
Oh.
He's wearing a shirt and tie.
Oh, no, there's a picture. He's bald with a beard and a shirt and tie. I tell you what, he didn't look like what I was expecting him to. He's like Barry. 8 years old. Look at him.
Might have been taken at a wedding.
Oh, yeah. Against a totally plain backdrop.
Brian, what does Rhys Jones say? 8 years
Gratuitous
old.
Gratuitous gym selfies. That's quite good.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I've literally never seen one.
Oh, loads.
You don't go to the gym.
You don't need to go to the gym. They're not pinned up in the gym, the photographs. No, presumably. People don't take... They're not Polaroids people are taking. They're
Polaroids.
Polaroids.
And these are the cream of the crop, yeah?
These are the best ones, are they?
They're all of them.
They're all of them. Got some good stories for you this week. I've scoured the world for some frothy stories. Here's a couple of belters for a kickoff. Impatient dog learns to blast car horn when his owner takes too long in the shop.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Woman.
Yeah.
22. Furious. Ooh. After she was fined £120 for feeding Greg's vegan sausage roll crumbs to pigeons. Yeah, which one of these do you want to hear first? I'm going to start with the impatient dog.
Yeah.
Because if we don't start with him, you know what he's like. he'll probably hear a toot toot from outside the house if we don't
what
start with
him.
What
kind of horn do you have?
Wally the boxer dog.
Oh.
Wally the boxer dog packed his trunk and Wally the boxer dog taught himself to press the car horn when he feels he's been left alone too long.
Brilliant.
Forcing his owner, Tyler, to run back to the car to make him stop.
Brilliant.
You can do anything to Nelly the elephant.
What?
That sounds wrong.
That's how she packed her bags.
Call me Billy Smart.
You can do anything, but she won't forget it.
No.
That
is true. But she won't hold it against you. That's the important thing.
That's true.
She'll remember it, but she won't hold it against you. You can do anything to Nelly the elephant. Listen, lift her tail up. Have a go.
As long as you give her a bun.
As long as you give her a bun.
Is that true? Do elephants eat buns?
Elephants eat buns.
This has been derailed.
They don't forget anything, and you can do anything to them. They won't hold it against you. They will remember it. But if you give them a bun, usually it's water under the bridge. I think that's elephants done.
No, there's in my school, the playing field. There's a Victorian
Wally the dog.
Elephant buried there.
What?
Victorian elephant was buried underneath the playing fields in my school.
How do you know that? There's a big sort of lump.
Badly buried.
Yeah, we had a camel buried in our school. There's two lumps in the middle of the playing pitch.
No, because there's a sign.
What? Does the sign say Victorian elephant grave?
Oh, maybe I made that bit up. But like when a circus came to
town. I know the bit you made up about the Victorian elephant being buried under your school.
Really sad story. A circus came to town and an elephant died. Right. And they
buried in the middle of his act?
Yeah. Or like, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
But they buried him, and the only place big enough was the field of my school.
The only place big enough to bury the elephant?
In Carmarthen, yeah. Yeah. You can't even park in Carmarthen.
I don't believe a word of this.
I mean, it's hard to imagine, isn't it? I mean, elephants are big.
It's
To say that the only place big enough to bury him in a rural town.
I'm going
to
Google it. That's true, actually. Why didn't they just take him out?
It's not like you got, where the fuck are we going to bury him? He's nearly 9 foot long. Is that, listen, you, can you move your car?
In Victorian times.
Huh?
You'd have to move a penny farthing.
In Victorian times, you, can you move your penny farthing? You, urchin, move along, please.
Well,
stop begging.
They weren't very bright. They weren't very bright.
I'm afraid we're going to have to cancel the county rugby final because we've got an
I'm going to find it, honestly.
Google it then.
I am.
I tell you what, though, it's a good story about that impatient dog.
Yep.
Go on then.
If he was here now, he'd be going, get a move on. Have you Googled it about this elephant?
Yes.
Where was he buried?
The rugby pitch.
He was.
Are you reading
at
this
my
now?
Old school, yeah. At the turn of the 20th century, a local travelling circus buried one of its elephants that fell sick and died. The grave is under what was the rugby pitch.
Wow.
I told you.
Wow, there you go.
Isn't
That'll
it?
That'll teach us. So there is an elephant.
Yeah, somewhere.
And was there really a bump in the pitch, or did I make that up?
I don't know. I think people were just pretty
maybe
bad
I made
sports.
That up.
Yeah, maybe. I think so.
You think they would have just dug down a couple more feet rather than have it sticking up?
Just a badly buried elephant.
Was it a rugby pitch at the time?
On the touchline.
Yeah, at the time it was, yeah.
Well, it was a rugby pitch at the time?
Yeah, and it's still...
Where are we going to bury this
it
elephant?
It still is.
We could bury him in all the brownfield sites or greenfield sites or whatever. No, let's stick him in the middle of a rugby pitch.
Well, better the rugby pitch than the tennis court.
Yeah, no, but...
It's a fair point. Yeah. It's a fair point.
Just playing over a dead elephant's body.
Yeah, but I don't think the choice was exclusively sporting... better the tennis court than under a snooker table base.
The lawn bowls club got off lightly. Yeah, then
you're not even allowed to wear shoes on that. Let alone put an elephant in there.
They didn't. They buried a snake in there. And turned into a crazy golf course. A no-nonsense dog, it says here, has taught himself... Ah, okay, so it is the owner's car. A no-nonsense dog has taught himself to sit in the driver's seat and press his paw on the car horn until his owner returns... when he feels lonely. Wally the Boxer even shoots some serious side eye.
Rosie does that.
Rosie does give you side eye, yeah.
Totally.
If he feels that Tyler hasn't been quick enough, come running back from the shop.
He sounds great.
Here's the story, okay. Recently, as an example. Recently, Tyler was finishing paying inside a shop near his home in Wisconsin, United States, when he heard a car horn blaring from outside. It's like a children's story, this now. Despite the 32-year-old, that's Tyler probably, not the dog, only being in the shop for a couple of minutes, Wally, that's the boxer dog, had decided that enough was enough. And he sat upright in the driver's seat to push his left paw on the Ford pickup truck's steering wheel. Tyler, that's the owner, filmed the hilarious footage showing the 2-year-old dog keeping his paw on the horn until Tyler returned. It's not until the owner reaches the window that Wally turns to deliver a very unimpressed look without taking his paw off the horn for a second.
That's hilarious. Rosie would definitely do that.
It wasn't a one-off incident. Wally uses this cheeky trick whenever he gets impatient or wants attention. The video racked up more than 200,000 views after being uploaded to Facebook, with many commenting, "hilarious," in inverted commas. Wally had left them in stitches. As soon as I heard the honking, Tyler said, I knew it was Wally. He learned to honk about 6 months ago, and now he honks whenever he wants my attention. Wally is getting more and more impatient as he gets older. I was only inside the shop for 2 minutes before he started honking. There's a lot of anthropomorphism going on in this thing, isn't there?
What, do you think he did it by accident?
No, I just like I like some of the descriptions. Wally had decided that enough was enough. Is a tenuous link. Talking of dogs and modes of transport. I was walking down with Rosie on a lead down to Cardiff Station to get a train from Cardiff to London once, right? And there was a big bunch of people in Cardiff Station on the concourse, you know, out there by all the Costa Coffees and all that and the Upper Crests and all that, whatever, by the shop. There was a load of people on the concourse and lots of people in tabards. There was lots of photographers there and loads of people in, like, there was wheelchairs. And there were lots of dogs around. And all the dogs had tabards on. And as I walked through, somebody recognised me.
Yeah.
And said, oh, you know, you want to come over here, come over here. And I had Rosie on a long lead and I got slightly distracted. It was clicked off, so she's got about 10 metres that she can stray with me while I'm still holding the lead, right? I said, what's going on here? And then what's all this about? And they said, oh, it's a big event, big promotional event, big launch event. It's awareness of, they're all, that one's a seeing dog, that one's a hearing dog, that one's a dog that can open the door, that one's a dog can spot if you've got a fit, that one's a dog that can detect cancer. And all these dogs, they all sat there.
Super dogs.
Like something out of a film, like 101 Dalmatians. Yeah. They're all sitting there like super dogs, all in their different coloured tabards, all sat there well-behaved.
Impeccably behaved.
Impeccably behaved, all looking very proud of their work that they do, and their owners were there with them, and all the photographers, banks of photographers taking photos, right? All of a sudden I hear screaming. Screaming with this woman, almost like trying to whack Rosie with a newspaper. Rosie's gone up to a woman in a wheelchair, gone into her handbag, which is on the floor, stolen her lunch... in front of the world's
a
press.
Massive baguette.
All these other dogs sat there in their tabards, all sat there at Rosie's in the middle of it with her up to neck and shoulders in this woman's handbag. I was trying to wrestle her out. This whole woman's lunch came out in a paper bag, a whole lot of woman's
lunch. She ate her entire lunch.
Ate the lot.
So embarrassing. Rosie.
You twat, Rosie. Fast asleep down there, don't care. Hey, this reminded me, Barry, as I read that line about the anthropomorphism, when it said Wally, the dog, had decided enough was enough and sat upright at the driver. I love anthropomorphism like that. And the greatest exponent of anthropomorphism that I have ever known is, of course, your mother. So I think we should give her a call and see if there is an Apes of Froth feature.
Yes.
Knocking around this week. We haven't heard from her for a while. I haven't had any news of the monkeys for a few weeks. I think we should. Can we give her a ring?
Yeah. Do you know what? I was just about to say, as long as she's in, and then I thought actually it's a midweek evening. She'll be in.
They'll all be in. Yeah. Ian, the monkeys. For those of you who don't know, very quick summary. Barry's mum and Ian, we have a feature called Apes of Froth. They have over 100 cuddly monkeys and they, let's just give her a ring.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Viv? How are you, Ian?
Oh, we're fine. Yeah, hot, hot, hot it is.
Yeah, it's really hot.
How are the monkeys coping with the heat? That's what I want to know.
The monkeys, they love it.
Do they?
They do, don't they?
One of them is wearing a leather jacket, I think.
Oh, yes.
There's Biggles.
Oh, Biggles, yes, of course. He must be boiling.
He's on another wine box.
Oh, now, the last time we spoke to you, Viv, Biggles had been on the Shiraz, if I remember
right. He's now on Australian...
Red.
Australian... I tell you what, if there's one thing about Biggles, he's not fussy when it comes to red wine, is he?
Like his mum. Yeah. Yeah.
His mum.
Not his mum, really. Not
his birth mum. The story, the reason we rang you is there was a story in the paper, nothing to do with monkeys, it was about a dog who when he's waiting outside a shop, once he gets a bit bored, if he's waiting for his owner's taking too long, he gets in the driver's seat and starts hitting the horn and holding his paw on the horn until his owner will come out.
That's what I do.
Is it?
When you take too long.
But generally, if you're going out like you've got a mini moke, haven't you? Which is like a little. How would
What's
you describe?
A mini moke?
This is based on a mini, and they were quite popular back in the 60s before your time, being in the 60s in London. And,
brilliant!
Yeah, we've had that, or dare I say, 35 years now, quite some time. But we do lots of mini events and stuff, and one of the events that we haven't been able to do so far is the London to Brighton mini run, which we've been doing for the last 20 years, I think. We missed a few.
That sounds like so much fun.
But we always take some of the monkeys on the journey, and they sit in the back, and we dress them up in sailors' outfits.
Because they're going to the seaside.
Yes, down in Brighton.
Yeah, well, the thing is, because we've been doing it for such a long time, a lot of people recognise them, and they come over and take photographs and chat.
Oh.
They always look forward to...
And laugh.
You know, yeah, they look forward to seeing the monkeys and want to know who we've got here and everything.
Yeah.
And there's so many people take photographs of all the moats and the minis and everything down on the seafront. And do you want to tell me that thing,
What about me sitting there?
Yeah,
you've gone off. Walking around looking at the auto jungle and that down on the seafront. I was there with the monkeys in the back. And he was Japanese. And he said, can I take a photo? And I said, And I turned around.
Pose.
And posed for it. He kept taking his head. No, it was the monkeys, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I felt such an idiot.
There's a picture of. It looks like that Morecambe and Wise sketch with the newsreaders.
Yeah, with my glass bowl.
Do you remember
that? It really does.
So that is how many of the monkeys there? It's about 10 of them.
It's about 10.
So they are all dressed in sailors' outfits.
Yeah. Looking at a picture of.
But we've got
10
more sailor
monkeys.
Outfits now.
Can you hold it up again for me? Yeah. Because you said they all look different. Now, to the untrained eye, I know it's poor quality over Zoom, but they do look quite similar.
They do? Well, they're not. I can tell you.
Who have we got there, then? Who have we got there?
Here we go. All right. We've got, starting on the left here, we've got...
Mum, turn that off.
I couldn't help it.
I know that's Eric in the background. I remember Eric. That's Eric, the monkey that repeats everything you say. I remember him from a few weeks ago. Switch Eric off, Viv.
I am, he's off.
Okay.
Turn you off.
Right, this one here on the end, that's Dixon.
Dixon.
Sorry.
This is Dixon. He's a policeman normally, but not today. And then next to Dixon, we've got little chef. He's our little chef that does all the cooking. and next to little chef, we've got Morris. Morris, he's a lumberjack.
Right.
And next to Morris, we have got William. There's William there.
Right.
Yeah.
And what does he do usually?
Not a lot, actually. I say that.
Is he on the dole?
He does actually say something. Do you want to say
something? No, he doesn't.
He might not want to say this. But I'll give him a go. This is William. Do you want to
Hello.
Say Pride and Charm?
Hello, William.
Hello.
He's trying to say, I love you.
We love you too, William.
Oh, that's nice, William.
He's so sweet.
He's not very good at that. Right, anyway.
What, the one thing he can do?
He can't do it now.
And then we've got Hamish. All right, he's
Hamish
a shop
is a great name.
Yeah.
Hamish, who incidentally has got underwear on even though he's wearing a kilt.
Yeah.
He's not a real Scotsman.
Oh dear.
Next to Hamish, we've got Polly. That's it.
Like Polly. We know Polly.
That's the dancer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we've got that's Mary next to Polly.
Yep.
And then we've got that's Katie. We've got Katie there.
Oh.
And then we've got Albert. He's on the end there. And the little ginger one. What's the ginger one called?
I don't think he had a name.
No, I don't think he didn't have a name.
Didn't have a name?
No.
No.
Which was a bit unusual, really.
That is unusual.
What, have you still got him?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
We should get someone to name him.
Yeah, we should ask our listeners to name him. How do you feel about that?
Yes.
We've always called him sort of Ginger, really.
We can do better than that.
Yeah, you're right, Barry.
Our listeners can do better than that. Surely that would be
all right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh no, lovely.
We love talking to you.
Nice to speak to you. And thanks. And we'll ask. I'll tell you what. We'll see what happens. We'll ask our listeners if they got a name for your red-haired monkey.
Yes.
And without the name, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, don't feel obliged.
Oh, thank you,
Rod. Take care, guys.
See you too.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye. So you just go end call on your one. Where it says, yeah, sometimes you have to hit it twice.
Yep.
And then...
No, it's still here. Oh, then hit it again. There's a red button. It says end call, or if you hover over end bottom right, maybe.
No, the top one.
Or leave. Is the one saying leave?
Yeah, leave or end. I can do it from here. See you later. Okay. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. See you soon.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right. Woman, 22, furious after she's fined £120 for feeding Greg's vegan sausage roll crumbs to pigeons. It's pigeons again.
£120.
£120.
I'd be furious.
I'd be furious.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of money.
What's the charge, though?
The charges Your against Honour. You are feeding Greg's vegan sausage roll crumbs to pigeons.
What law is that?
I don't believe that's in the statute book.
Rosie barked a little bit there. So what law is that?
No, because veganism isn't in the law.
What do you mean veganism isn't in the law?
Well, it's not.
I don't think the crime is that you're forcing pigeons to be vegan.
How do you know?
Oh, hang on, Rosie. Rosie is such, so attached to her meat that even if you say the word vegan, even if you say vegetarian... I once said the word pescatarian and she kicked off. Oh, the charge
is
feeding Greg's vegan sausage roll crumbs to pigeons.
Why was she
fined? What's the crime?
Exactly.
The crime is feeding Greg's vegan sausage roll crumbs... to pigeons.
I know, but if you were a lawyer...
If anybody says, what's the crime again? I am going to pick Rosie up and throw her out of the window.
If you were a lawyer, what case would you like refer it
there's
to?
There's no way that there's a law that's been passed by our legislature that says...
Just because you can literally temporarily borrow a few posh words, Barry...
Government politics ain't it also.
Have you been up in court recently?
So, just because you could say legislature... And things like that.
Have you been in the dock?
I haven't. No, I haven't been before the beak.
You're so cockney.
I did once have to go to Bow Street Magistrates Court and stand in front of the magistrate there because of a TV show that we were filming where we were doing a photo shoot for it, and we sprayed chalk-based graffiti on that washes off.
Yeah.
But we sprayed because we were playing these sort of anarchist characters, and we sprayed outside the Treasury building. Tony Blair is a bellend.
got
a photo taken for the magazine, and they left, and we were like really proud of ourselves. God, that's gonna be a great picture. Out of nowhere, loads of police cars just like boxed us in. in, kept us in overnight. We had to go to the magistrate's court, and still to this day, one of the funniest moments of my life was in a magistrate's court. We're there, we're looking really nervous, all dressed in suits rather than in our costumes, obviously. And the clerk of the court read out, said, and the graffiti read, Tony Blair is a bellend. And the whole court started laughing. And the judge threw it out and just made us just pay for the cleaning, and that was it.
Did the judge laugh when he said Tony Blair is a bellend?
Yes, everyone.
Really?
Did. Yeah, the judge was like, why is this even before me? This is ridiculous.
It's such a waste of time.
A woman is furious.
Yeah.
She's been fined £120, if you remember.
That's so much. If you're 22 years old, that's loads.
Yeah, but
that's loads at any age.
Her crime is heinous. She's got crumbs off her vegan sausage roll from Greg's.
What are you meant to do with the crumbs, then?
What do you mean, what are you meant to do with the... Well, you're not, crumbs... crumbs are crumbs. I mean, crumbs are just little bits of food that go down your front, they go on the floor, they go in your moustache, wherever they go.
If there was a pigeon nearby, yeah, and but I this had is, crumbs
but, yeah,
on
yeah, but that's different, isn't it? That is... leaving your crumbs fall on the floor, and then a pigeon happens along and takes them.
She offered them.
This is actively feeding crumbs to a pigeon. Let me read on.
It's not against the law.
Well, it must be. She's been fined £120.
Then the law is an ass.
Well, now then, here we go. Okay. This is where you two, who so far have been very much, well, almost anarchists, really. Now we're going to hear what's really happened. Maybe you'll change your tunes. Kerry Sven, 22, said she had ripped the end of the pastry into tiny pieces. So these aren't... these crumbs, to me, are the detritus, depends how you say it, that fall from around the sausage roll. But this woman, 22...
yeah,
has ripped the end off the pastry into tiny pieces to feed a small group of birds in Piccadilly Gardens in Manchester city centre because they looked, and this is from her, this is coming, don't shoot the messenger. She said the birds looked quite sweet. She was shocked when she was given a £150 fine, reduced to £120 if she paid it within 10 days. Manchester City Council has hit back. What? Hang on a minute. Right, the girl's annoyed. The woman's annoyed, 22. Woman.
22.
The woman, 22, is annoyed, right? But Manchester City Council has hit back, saying... do you know what they said?
Hey, you're right.
Yeah, that's how they... that was their opening gambit.
What are you doing feeding the birds?
Hey,
you's there with the vegan pastry.
I love Manchester.
Right, okay.
I just thought
maybe
to say
you'll
that.
Show the city council a bit more respect.
Yours
over there with the sausage roll. Fucking giving them 4 crumbs.
Just show them a bit of respect. Okay. This is the city council.
Yeah, right.
They said feeding the pigeons is littering. Plain
what?
And simple.
Surely it's the opposite of littering.
Well, no, because they...
if she had emptied those crumbs... well, they're not crumbs, they were bits of sausage roll. But if they had been crumbs, she'd have emptied them from the bag. Surely that would be littering by feeding them to the pigeons.
I think it depends whether the pigeons let them touch the ground. If you throw something on the floor, littering. If you throw something towards the floor and a pigeon gets it in midair and eats it...
is it because if you give food to a pigeon, it will poo? And that's littering?
No. To be absurd. You can't fine Kerry Sven £120 because she fed a pigeon that might have a shit somewhere later.
Why not?
Well, because whose jurisdiction is that? What if the pigeon flies down and has a shit on the Nelson's Column in London? You're going to get London Council involved as well?
London Barry, Council, yeah?
Do you
Barry,
voice,
over,
do you
over to you
voice?
For London Council.
the old London Council, was it?
London.
Yeah, aye. I think Trafalgar
Square will come under the Westminster Council.
Westminster Council, yeah, they go, excuse me. Yeah,
who's going to clean all this up then?
Yeah, this bird's had a shit on Nelson's bloody on his bonnet.
This bird's only had a tom tit right here, innit?
He's had a tommy tit on bloody Nelson's bonnet.
On Nelson's bonnet.
Nelson's
barn.
He's gone out. He's lived it up now since that. He's had his shit on his syrup.
Do you say apple and pears?
I don't say it, no.
What do you live in a boat?
If you went to a greengrocer's and you wanted some apple and pears, what would you say?
I wouldn't want confusion. I wouldn't want to come him out with like a stepladder or something.
I'm not falling into that trap as a cockney.
I was having a chat and I saw with a couple of mates, and one of them, genuinely, the other one, he went, he was giving it all to Barry. And I was like, my ears pricked. I was like, what? He went, and I went, what do you mean, Barry? He wasn't even joking. He was giving it all to Barry. I went, what do you mean, Barry? He went, the Barry McGuigan, Biggin.
Oh, I love it. It's so Barry playful. McGuigan.
Hey, hang on now.
Right.
If you remember, this woman, 22, she's not happy because she's paid 150 quid, but she got reduced to 120, bargain.
And she got the whole life ahead of her.
Ms. Fenn, who lives in Cardiff, was visiting her brother in Manchester.
Okay.
When she sat down, because she's like, little Miss Tuffet, let's go. She sat down to enjoy her savoury pastry.
She couldn't get the curds and whey.
That'll be the aforementioned vegan sausage roll. These Greg's vegan sausage rolls.
Yeah.
Were like, I mean, a little while ago, they're
really contentious.
They were all the rage.
Very popular.
Well, no, there was a lot of...
My sister texted me about them.
But wasn't there a lot of, like, arguing?
There was a lot of arguing. Anyway, I've never had a Greg's vegan sausage roll, or other sausage rolls are available, I'm sure, vegan ones. I've never
either.
Had one.
I haven't either.
Barry, have you had one?
No, I haven't.
I know who will know about sausage rolls.
Oh.
I mean, it's a bit late to be calling him in Australia, Lloyd Langford.
Ah, should we call him?
Who was on the show very recently talking up his own homemade sausage rolls.
His own sausage rolls.
I know he was talking about using celery and carrots in them.
Maybe that's what vegan sausage rolls are like.
That's halfway to being a vegan sausage roll.
Yeah.
Give him a ring, Barry. There he is.
Hello?
Hi, Lloyd.
Hi, Lloyd. It's the Froth Podcast, yeah?
Fuck. It's like...
Oh, Lloyd.
What are you rubbing your eye for?
It's like 3:21 a.m. here. Why did
I... We phoned you about sausage rolls.
Of course.
No, we were just checking the time. Thanks, Lloyd. So that must mean it must be... Count 9 hours back. None of us had a watch. Sorry, Lloyd. So that's 9 hours. So we must be, what, about...
I don't know, it was quite early.
Must
here.
Be about 20 past six. Yeah, that's not too bad. Thanks, Lloyd. Right. We must... Put a note, Barry, your producer. Let's get a watch for next time. But thanks, Lloyd, for
and
that.
And Lloyd, here's a little tip. Keep your phone on silent that night.
Yeah. I'm just glad it isn't another story about Rod injuring his testes in a shaving accident.
Oh, yeah, that was grim.
It's not another story. We've rung you this week to ask you about... it's a bit early for this. Vegan sausage rolls.
What?
A while ago, you've been in Australia for a while, but a while ago over here, I don't know what it's like over there, apart from late, but over here, there was a big old hoo-ha, big old kerfuffle, because people brought out, Greg specifically, I think, brought out vegan sausage rolls, and there was a whole kick-off about it. And we thought, who do we know who knows about sausage rolls? None of us had tried one. And you're the only person we know who makes the homemade sausage rolls with celery and carrot in it. So you can see why we've rung. I hope this makes it feel a little bit better.
Yeah,
this mitigates the...
I'm just a gifted amateur, mate. I'm not like an expert.
The closest we've got.
I have a...
It was either that or ring up Greg's. I didn't want to bother them at 20 past six.
I'm going to block your number after this call. So
we'll find a way through to your bedroom in Melbourne. Is that where you are? You still in Melbourne?
Yeah, I'm still here. It's illegal for me to leave.
a life you've got.
Not me.
So you're trapped.
Not me specifically, like anybody.
Melbourne is on total lockdown. So you're trapped in a house in Melbourne and we keep bringing you.
In 2 hours' time, 5 a.m, the curfew finishes and then I can go outside.
Yeah. Is that why you've been making sausage rolls? Because you've just been in the house?
I have been doing a lot of home cooking to the point where we were going to have a takeaway tonight as a treat. And then we looked in the fridge and I'd made approximately 5 foot of shepherd's pie. So we have to eat that instead. There's fresh rosemary growing, not on our property, but near enough.
Is it public landline?
If it grows,
what do you do?
Is it on the roundabout?
But Anna said to me that if it grows over the boundary line, then it's fair game, and that goes for anything like lemons.
Anything.
We have a fair few lemons.
What? So you're nicking them from other people's gardens?
Are you scrumpy jacking?
If they're
for
over
rosemary?
The property line, they're fair game.
You keep repeating that.
That sounds like
what about
a
if your neighbour was leaning over with a nice watch? You could just have that away, could you?
And a cocktail.
Yeah, if your neighbour was sitting on their wall, dangling their legs down, you just go along and take their shoes as you walk past.
Well, we've managed to get lots of rosemary, and then you fry that in butter, and then you chop it up, and you put that through the mashed potato.
Oh,
nice. Oh, that does that sound nice. No wonder you made 5 foot of it, Lloyd. Now, back to sausage rolls. Like, have you tried one of these vegan sausage rolls? That's all we rang you up for, Lloyd.
No.
Oh, thanks then. Touch coffee, please. Well, Lloyd was no use, but do you know, I'm torn whether this woman, should she have been fined or not? I don't know. Feeding pigeons? Let's get, you know, Gabby's, you know, my cousin Gabby.
Yeah.
She's got a couple of, some of her best friends are pigeon fanciers, racers, breeders, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And down in the West Country, Brian and Sarah, yeah. I reckon let's give them a call. Barry, let's give them a call and see if they can.
Well, they'd know, wouldn't they? I mean,
well,
they'd
have something
idea
to say about it, no doubt. Yeah. Let's give them a ring. Brian, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Your pigeon fanciers by your own
But that
admission.
Could sound wrong in so many ways, couldn't it?
How long have you fancied pigeons for?
How long have I fancied them for?
Yeah.
Can we use a different phrase? I know it's the official
how long,
term.
How long,
how long
been
have
going
I
on?
Kept them for?
Yes.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Right, since I was 12 and
oh,
now 61.
Really?
How many pigeons have you got, Brian?
Just under 200 now, I expect.
Where?
200.
I have three. We keep them in sheds called lofts.
Yeah.
And I have three of those. And I keep racing pigeons and fancy pigeons.
What are fancy pigeons?
Right, I know what you do with the racing pigeons.
Fancy pigeons, you just show them. You take them to shows and compete.
Okay.
And there's hundreds of different varieties you would not believe until you start looking at fancy pigeons. Or I've got a pigeon site called Clearway Pigeon Supplies.
Right.
I sell pigeon corn and products to the local fanciers, and I also sell pigeons in at the big shows, racing pigeon shows, but I take fancy pigeons, which is a bit different.
Is that Sarah in the background selling pigeon corn to a pigeon?
Yeah, she's...
comedian on Zoom.
Yeah, she's... I think she's trying to sell some pigeon food here.
Oh, we'll wait for her to finish.
That's so funny.
Yeah, come on, sir.
Right, bye.
Okay,
bye.
What do you sell?
What do you sell?
That was Johnny.
Yeah.
And he said that John Gerard wants a picture of the pigeon you won on the coach and a picture of its leg.
Well, it's not the same. It's not the same pigeon because it died and I swept the ring. No. What it is we have
a pigeon fraud going on.
You are a pigeon expert. So,
yeah.
Another pigeon story cropped up in the news this week, and we were talking about it, and we can't decide who is in the right. So, I'm going to tell you the facts of the story as we know them from the newspaper article. I tell you what, I'll be the judge.
Okay.
Sean is going to play the defendant in this case.
As usual.
Barry is going to play the other party in the case. And I want you, Brian and Sarah, now you're there, you're both here together, to be the jury.
Oh, I thought we would be in the pigeon then.
No.
That's so much more fun.
The pigeon doesn't have a speaking part in this.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay. Just a coo then.
I love the fact. What was your dog's name again, did you say?
Elsa.
Elsa. Okay.
In this little courtroom scenario, the snoring sound effects will be provided by Elsa.
Elsa.
Elsa. Elsa, the boxer dog.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Snuffles.
We're doing a court hearing here, sir.
Hey, nobody cares about Mr. Snuffles, Sarah.
And there's Simba.
And Simba.
But he's deaf.
He's deaf? Oh, I thought he was just rude. I won't take it personally. Right. So, all rise.
Okay. Sorry?
They've got three dogs on the lap.
You've got three dogs on the lap. We'll let you off the rising bit of court. Okay? Everybody who hasn't got a dog on the lap, rise. All rise. The court is now open.
Barry's stand up.
Barry's risen.
Oh, I'll sit down.
Judge Rod is your presiding judge today. And our defendant, the defendant is Kerris Fenn, a woman, it says, aged 22. She stands accused of ripping the end off a sausage roll, a vegan sausage roll, and feeding it to some pigeons. Sian, if you could be Kerris Fenn, please. You could. There we are. You can read your statement.
I was eating a Greg's sausage roll. It was less than a mouthful left. The pigeons had gathered round. I thought it was quite sweet. I just really like animals. I'm a vegan. I ripped it into tiny pieces. I tried feeding the crumbs to them. It was just a small group, not flocks and flocks.
Did you hear that, Brian and Sarah, the jury?
Yeah, we heard that.
Oh, we look at that already. Already so taking a dim view of that. Yeah, we heard that, all right. Well, your next voice you're going to hear will be Barry, who will be playing an executive member for Neighbourhoods from Manchester City Council. Right. I should tell you, by the way, that what happened was Kerris Fenn, who was feeding the bits of vegan sausage roll to the small group of pigeons in Piccadilly Gardens in Manchester, was then approached by somebody from one of these outsourced private kind of security company things and fined £120 on the spot. The council was contacted, and this is what they had to say.
Feeding the pigeons is littering, plain and simple. Clear signs are in place in Piccadilly Gardens to advertise this fact. While we take no pleasure in handing out fixed penalty notices to offenders, it is extremely important that people understand that they should not be feeding the birds in this way. Illegally dropping food for the pigeons is bad for the local environment and can also be harmful to the birds, as many items intended for human consumption are not suitable for them to eat.
Jury?
Well, it's quite clear to us that she was feeding the pigeons. Yes. She was fined for littering. The pigeons had ate the food. There was no litter. No case to answer. Not really. And as to the stuff that would have been in the sausage roll, there's nothing in that, especially being vegan, that would affect the pigeon anyway, because its gut is so capable of managing any type of food.
Brian, I have to ask you, I respect your thoughtful and informed opinion there. I have to ask you, as a jury, there are two of you, and Sarah does not look like she necessarily shares your opinion. I'm not sure that you are speaking on behalf of the whole jury. Sarah? Just realised Sarah doesn't have any headphones on and didn't hear a word.
Okay, she can't hear.
You have to fill Sarah in on the whole charade.
It's your turn, Sarah.
Pretend we're in a courtroom.
She couldn't hear.
I just realised why Sarah was sitting there looking like she didn't necessarily agree with Brian, because she couldn't hear a word that has been said from start to finish.
No.
You're the other half of the jury, you see.
That's where we're at.
Oh, we got it all wrong. You're the other half of the jury. I'm the jury.
All you need to say is I agree completely with the spokesman for the jury.
Sausage roll in the park.
I agree with the lady on the jury.
Jury. You just said the other members of the jury.
It really is complicated.
You say that I'm
isn't it?
A member of the jury, then we know
where
we're at.
Right. Here we go then. It's a take.
Okay.
I agree with the other member on the jury.
Yay!
Perfect.
Thank you.
No case time. Do you
because
want
the lady wasn't at, the lady wasn't actually littering because the pigeons have took it away.
Yeah, but how much vegan was in the sausage roll?
It's not about how much vegan is in the sausage roll. It's about the littering. She was fined on the spot for littering. Well, she hasn't littered because the pigeons have cleared it up.
Oh, yeah. There we go, then. Yeah.
You wouldn't have read it otherwise. No, don't you put a better case against her for littering?
I wouldn't eat a vegan sausage roll.
What's they're saying about the environment and could have damaged the environment. She's actually aiding the environment by feeding those pigeons and they're not ending up dead with people looking at them in the street.
No, because often you trip over a dead pigeon.
Well, it's unknown, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
I can't see she's got a decent answer. It's just...
How much was she fined then? How much was she fined?
Oh, Rodder Telly, I can't remember.
£120.
Oh, that's the
£120.
That's a change, yeah. Well, it's just, and the paperwork involved with that.
Oh, massive.
Surely, and going to court.
They went to court.
Yeah.
No, it didn't go to court. She paid £120 to avoid it going to court.
With reference to Barry, he's obviously not knowledgeable on the subject. So I would like to put a vote of no confidence against that man.
There we have it from the pigeon fancier. The expert has declared, the jury.
The tables have turned.
The jury has just declared that Kerris Fenn is absolved of her crime. There is no crime. There was no littering. And Barry, a vote of no confidence
I'm not
Manchester
sure
you, City Council.
I'm not sure you've got the authority to do that.
Oh, yeah. How many pigeons have you got, Barry?
Oh, right, actually, fair enough. You got me there.
I outrank you then. Behave.
The session...
It's not how the legal system in this country works.
How many pigeons have you got?
I'm not sure any of this is how the legal system works.
Nonetheless, we are the legal system down here.
Nonetheless, the jury has spoken. The court is now closed. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank
Thanks,
you
Pongo
so
and
much.
The dogs.
Okay.
Court adjourned.
Okay.
Right, that's all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks to special guest and producer Barry Castagnola.
Thanks to Lloyd Langford and Brian and Sarah, the pigeon fanciers.
Thanks to Barry's mum and Ian.
You can find us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra froth content.
And if you liked it, don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars.
Spread the word if you enjoyed it.
And tune in next week. This podcast was a Llanbobl Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.